and welcome back to Bold and Body. This is your wonderful, lovely, gorgeous, fabulous host, Maddie. And I'm joined by my other lovely, gorgeous, fabulous co-host.
It's Wesley. I've been listening to...
Not that Nick.
Wow. Don't interrupt me. I'm trying to introduce myself.
Because that was meant for Lena D.
It was, no, it was meant for me. I'm fabulous.
You're interrupting me. I'm gorgeous.
I'm the fabulous and gorgeous one. Lena D's just there.
Oh my God.
I'm here.
Wow.
Salty.
What's your name?
All right, Lena D, introduce yourself.
No, finish. I'll go last.
Wow.
Should I set that up again?
Yeah. I'm Wesley. I'm listening to Fifi.
Who? All right, good for you.
Fifi for Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Lord. No, it's a mess. Don't even
hold
ask
up.
Him. Don't Let even ask him anything. And this is Lena D.
Hey, Lena D. It's the only person who knows how to act right.
Yeah, I know the only person. Right. You don't know how to act right.
None of us know how to act right. I sure as hell don't. So, welcome back. And we are, as you can see, a mess today because our topic is about to be awesome. So, yeah, it's about to go down. We out here just trying to help y'all live your best lives. So today we're going to give you some guidelines. Today we're doing the booty call edition.
Oh man, this is
bound chicken wow wow.
All right, so for all you guys and ladies with sensitive ears,
rude.
This is gonna be X-rated. So
all the way,
all the way. So this might be a time for you to just say fuck it, but download the episode first and then say fuck it.
Yeah, just send it to your heathen friends.
Yeah,
no, just make sure that you're like not listening, like without headphones at work.
Hey,
make sure that you don't decide to put this as like a carpool podcast episode.
Yeah, unless your carpool is lit as fuck.
And mindful of the children.
Definitely mindful of the children.
But yeah, so today's episode was actually inspired by a post by another wonderful, dope podcast that's out there. And I follow them on Instagram. It's Gemini Tea Pod.
Hey, what's up, Gemini Tea Pod?
Hey, hey.
We be interacting on Instagram like we know each other in real life.
Which we should. So, we should probably do something to make that
They're
happen.
Definitely not here. They're not in New York. Oh, but if y'all come to New York, hey.
Yeah, come see us.
Let's do it.
In a good way, not in a bad way. Come see us sometimes.
Well, seeing him is always going to be a bad thing. Yeah, but you can see me and Lena D.
The
post that they put up said, age-appropriate booty call hours. 20 to 30-year-old, between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Wow.
30 to 40-year-olds. Is between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Wow.
40 plus is 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
You know, I agree.
If you are over 40 and you come knock on my door or call me up or text me and it's after 10 p.m., it ain't happening. It's pretty much what this is saying. But I feel like the life that I'm living right now, we need to change that because I haven't had a booty call in mad long. So I'm going to have to extend these,
extend these hours.
These hours of operation.
But that just got me thinking, are there guidelines to having a booty call?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, there's rules.
Since we all agree, we decided, let's go through some of these rules. And the first one that we want to cover before we really get into it is, what constitutes as a booty call? What would you say makes a booty call a booty call?
So, I always... Like, what I think about a booty call is when you're basically getting hit up at random for something that wasn't really on your schedule, but sometimes it happens to be mutually, like, beneficial. Mm. But it's basically something that just kind of pops out of nowhere. And like, we're also guilty of it when sometimes somebody pops out of nowhere in your head and you decide to hit them up. Usually it's kind of a drunken text message, but it's like masked as a booty call. Like they mask each other kind of thing. They usually come hand in hand, unless maybe you're over 40 between the 9 and the 10. It might be like you just had too much wine. I guess it's the same thing. But
I was sitting here drinking my bottle of Chardonnay.
My bottle of Chardonnay.
While the kids sleep.
But I do think that it's definitely this impromptu, not planned, usually like later at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it sometimes does have the risk of being one-sided, but in an ideal booty call situation, it's, you know, you're both benefiting from it.
Okay. So late night, unplanned, should be mutually beneficial.
Oh, no. I don't think it's just late night. I think it's just like you hit up. So I think it's all the same, what you just said, Lena D, aside from the fact that it's late night, because it could be like, especially for college students, right? I got to study late at night. Ooh, I got this.
Wait,
I got this shit right now. Let's do this right
so
now.
So that age wasn't on here. So for college students, it's whenever.
Yeah.
24/7.
Whenever I don't have class.
Whenever I don't have class and you don't have class, let's make this happen for like this 30, 45 minutes.
No, in all honesty, when I was in college, I didn't care if you had class as long as I didn't have class.
Yeah.
You could skip class. I'm getting my tuition's worth, sir.
I mean, I've played hooky for some booty before, so
okay. So according to Ask Men, booty calls are the lazy man's one night stand. And they define it as a shortcut to casual sex.
Interesting.
And I was like, which is why we need these guidelines, because I think there's some stuff there it's just like, I kind of agree, but then I kind of don't, because I look at a booty call as something ongoing. It's not just a one night, because when I think a one night stand is after tonight, we're never going to speak or see each other again.
Yeah, that's true. You're trying to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually have a roster too. So.
So I think you just brought us to our, next question.
Oh, okay. So next one is there a limit to how many booty calls you can have with the same person in a week?
Hell no.
No.
But if you have a roster, you should be rotating that shit.
You should,
no?
But what if you want to rotate it based on the season? Because you may have somebody that's a good winter booty call, but they suck in the summer kind of thing.
That reminds me, we're definitely well into cuffing season scouting right now. So y'all should be on this. Don't say we didn't tell you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I think that sometimes like you have the person that is, because like everybody's different, right? Like everybody has their mannerisms. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely hooked up with a few guys with the whole like extra sweating is just too much. Like they be sweating, like they just walk and they start sweating.
Oh my gosh.
And so
it's not like a fat.
That's a problem.
I don't want to deal with that in the summer. So that.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
So I'd rather have this
dripping sweat on me. Oh.
That's not sweat. That's swagoo.
No. That shit is salty. Yeah. That's sweat. That's nasty.
So, yeah, that would be the winter one.
I'm sorry.
It is a thing. So.
You just got his sweat all up in your eye.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
It's burning your eyes.
It's just not. It's not cute. So, but I think to answer the question, I would say that I don't think there's really a limit. I just think that you just got to be careful that it's staying on booty call status.
So I think that's where the question came from.
Yeah.
Is there a limit? Because if we're doing this too frequently within a week, then it's like, what are we? I feel like that leaves room for the question to be like, so, you know, Maddie, so what you trying to do? Like, what are we? I'm trying to have sex and you should go home now. Like, but I've been here 3 days. That's fine. Goodbye.
Yeah. No, I think it's like, I think you have to have
that's
boundaries.
That's because I'm a savage though. So don't judge me.
So both people, I mean, like this goes back to like the mutual thing, right? So if both people know it's a booty call, if you could be fucking every single day, but just don't be trying to like stay over all the time. Like you should have your own life. You shouldn't want to stay up at your booty calls place. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that blurs lines though. When it's too, I feel like when it's too frequent, it's easier to get messy. So I would say no more than twice a week. This is my own rule.
Mm-hmm. This is your rule. Okay.
So no more than twice a week, and they can't be two consecutive days.
Okay. So that's you do like to space it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just thinking that like, what if it's one of those times of the year where you're just fucking horny every day? And if they're willing to truck up to your place all the time?
Oh, Wow.
All day, every day of the year. That time of the year, like, it happens once or twice. Like, nah, 365. 365
every day, all day.
366 in a leap year.
Some people are completely fine not having sex over extended periods of time.
I say this as if I'm having sex. I took a count. It's been almost 2 years now. This is ridiculous. Right, it's like a year and a half now.
That was like a choice. I'm talking about people that don't choose it and they actually would prefer to be having sex. But they just don't get lucky.
Oh. That's sad. If that's you, you need to listen to our last episode about meeting people in real life.
And go get you some.
Because we also talked about apps. Like, we was putting advice out there for you. Like, this is a choice for me. If it's not a choice, like, there are ways, okay? And if you haven't found the way yet, hit us up. I will coach you through this.
Man, you guys are savages.
I'm just saying.
I love it.
No, I mean, it's true. It's like, you know.
Anyway, it's true. Like, it's the thing. So I say no more than twice a week. Spread out. Can't be two consecutive days. Lena D says we could get it in all day, every day. Doesn't matter.
Just don't get in your feelings.
Yes. No feelings.
No.
Agreed?
Wow. I agree. Cool. All of it. All right. Will y'all ever be seen in public together? I would say yes.
For my booty call?
For a booty call.
You mean like after the, like
for what reason?
Well, I'm trying to think of a reason why. So I would say maybe.
See, I would do it because like I'm trying to keep the booty call going. And like, I will say that some of the ladies that I've interacted with, they've been on, you know, oh, so what are we? So I kind of like trying to push it along a little bit. I know this is horrible what I'm saying.
So
right
you
now.
Play with them.
I know this sounds horrible.
No, you
got to
say it. Yeah, I play with them. Okay.
You have a game set up.
I have a game set up.
See, this is why you can't be getting into your feelings.
All that talk he was talking about that last episode, though, where he was talking about how he's such a great guy and everything. You ain't shit.
I said, no. I said, I'm a good guy, but I have limits.
Oh, that's the limit.
Yeah.
I will string you along.
Yeah, basically.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Again, I'm going to have to agree with Lena D. No feelings. And you know what happens
it's
when we're having
guys.
Dinner like, together I'm, or man. Having lunch? It's just like now you start thinking, oh, I would like to see this person more. Oh, you know what? They're actually really funny. Or I like how. No.
I'm telling you, like, it's.
That's a no.
It's a lot easier for guys to not get attached.
I think I will
challenge you on that.
That's a good.
Because guys get catch feelings too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they don't catch feelings. I think it just takes longer.
But it's such a gender generalization.
I know, right? Yeah. And I suck for saying that, but
you do.
It's just that's just been my experience. I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess I would say that like some people tie feelings to having sex. And so then if you're only having sex, you know, it's only sex. But then when you start blurring the lines, I could see how that gets to be dangerous territory.
Yeah.
But then I would also bring up the other point of view is that sometimes a friend gets made into a booty call.
Oh, man. Those are the best kinds. The friend
ones? I'm just thinking about like personal experience.
The friend ones are the best ones.
I'm personally big on compartmentalizing people.
Yeah.
Like this is your box.
Like,
stay in your box. If you escape your box, you either have to go to another box and you stay in that box, or that's it. You done.
She basically said, I'm LeVar Ball, stay in your lane.
Absolutely. Are you a booty call? Are you a potential boyfriend? Are you just a friend? If you don't know what you want to do, you need to go sit over there and figure it out. And then come back to me when you've got it.
Oh, baby.
I think that makes things a lot easier with some relationships. I'm not that black and white with it. I like to blur the lines a lot, but then that's why I keep my feelings in check. And so like I don't catch feelings.
Yo.
Like
I don't catch feelings.
I don't feel, what the f- is a feeling?
Feelings.
What feelings? Feelings?
What feelings?
Ew. That's all you're missing. The ew. Don't touch me with
I'm
those.
A damn
feelings.
Vulcan. I ain't got no feeling. Talking about.
But I would say that if you know yourself and you're not that cold-hearted or whatever, if you're more like Maddie, then I think it's the best way to manage.
We got an original Rick James over here.
Word, because I have feelings.
And, we got Rick James over here. This would be like the Wesley, Maddie, and Rick James show. Word. Shit.
Like, I'm just waiting for her to say, fuck your couch.
Yeah, for real. Like,
nah, but again, like, in terms of us being seen in public, I guess it would depend on the situation, how we met, how we became a booty call in the first place. You know, if it was like we met somewhere.
Like at
I just yeah.
Something like that.
But I would never. Okay, so in that example, like, I would never say, hey, let's go work out together.
Right.
Unless you were my personal trainer.
Right.
Then it's just like, okay, I'm gonna see you at 7. But then at that point, it's strictly business. Don't be like standing all close to me or rubbing on my butt or talking about what you're about to do to me later. Actually, wow. You could do that.
I was going to say, what about the last part?
Like, hey. Like, oh, getting ready. Like, like, I'm going to see you at 11. Okay. Sure. Can't wait. But no, like, I think it's how we're seeing being going to be seen in public. Like, oh, let's go to a picnic in the park. No, let's not do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do picnic stuff.
Yeah. So anything that could be blurring the lines too much, where it's like feelings could be caught or this is couple shit, like, nah, that's a hard stop for me. But that's just me. Oh, so we kind of, I guess we could see if you guys are in agreement with this one. What are appropriate booty call times?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
So I gave you guys the times from the meme.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, right? 18 to 21-year-old Wesley would have said anytime.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. 22 to 29-year-old Wesley is saying anytime after 8 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
Now I'm over 29 years old. I'm in like my early 30s. I got work tomorrow. So you better get your ass here between the hours of 11 and 2.
But it's not just about what time you get here. It's what time you make the call.
Or what time I'm making the call. I make the call as early as possible. So
so you're doing this like while you're planning your dinner.
Yeah. So that way, like, oh, well, I got to go to work, blah, blah, blah. I need to get there. I need to change and do blah, blah, blah. All right, cool.
Interesting.
2 hours later, you hear.
So your booty calls actually at this point are starting. You're making those calls or those plans around 6, 7 p.m.
I want to make it early because, like I said, I live a busy lifestyle. And I need your ass here early so I can get to sleep early so I can go to work,
hurry
feel
up,
refreshed.
Bring your ass here so I can blow your back out. So I can get my 8 hours.
Yeah. So I can feel refreshed.
Work a whole full day of work tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's kind of funny.
You're an old ass man.
I know. I need to earn this money, okay? That's all I care about.
So I would say it depends on the day of the week.
Man, chill.
Facts. I'm with you on that.
So Monday through Thursday, that shit needs to happen, like, the booty call needs to be initiated before like 9:30.
Before 9:30, so that's a long time.
No, it's just before 9:30, and then so usually
he's over here planning it at lunch. So clearly,
and so then that way it gives you an hour to either get there or for the person to come to you.
An hour?
We don't know where these people live. They might.
We
live
have
in
to
Jersey
deal with
City.
MTA. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Like, we don't know where they live.
Yeah, they go the other way instead of your way.
And so then that way, you know, you can have some fun. And then, like, you know, Fridays, I can wake up a little late. It's okay. And so it's cool. But then Friday through Saturday, it's kind of like, you know, a free for all.
Anytime. Yeah.
Anytime works.
Man, I got things to do on Saturday, okay? We take these pictures. I need to do all kinds of other things. I ain't trying to worry about you, okay?
So you wouldn't have, so after you're doing all that stuff, you're not like,
in all honesty,
all about just having somebody come over at the end of the day?
I'm sorry, what was that last?
Like, if you do all the stuff that you're doing and they just hit you up and at the end of the day, you're just like, okay, yeah, now I'm home. Like, sure, come through.
I mean, I probably would do that.
All right. So it's not like it's off limits.
No, it's not off limits.
Yeah.
But you got to be really good though.
I don't know. Like, I've gotten those calls at like 1, 2 in the morning, and it's just
damn,
like,
damn, what?
Yo, what you doing? And I'm just like, you, if you get here.
You'll be like, I'm sleeping.
You might, but it not depends even on my mood. Because sometimes I look at the phone, it's just like, nope, man, absolutely not.
If you're the wrong
but
kind of...
But then other days, if I answer the phone, like, he coming through.
If you're the wrong kind of person, I'm leaving you on red, okay? At that moment, I'm like,
whatever, I was about that life.
So what was, what's bullshit. The mood, like, what mood is it? Just being horny, or is there a certain mood other than being horny where you would say yes?
Man.
Nah, it's just knowing that I'm about to get some good dick.
Man, she about to...
like, she got the, I know you are worth me being tired at work tomorrow.
She got the Love and Basketball movie ready.
I'm just saying, like, if I know it's going to be worth it, then yes, I will be like, yo.
Poetic justice status.
Janet how long Jackson, is it going to take you to get here?
Tupac.
Shit, you're not going to get here until 2:30? I fine, whatever. But
like, let me try to get this nap in.
Exactly.
Call otherwise, me when you get here.
For real. And if I don't answer, call me again. Like, but then there's other times where it's just like, I'm not, no. Like, you're not going to be worth the effort. Okay. This is why you got a rotation,
so it really
also.
It depends on the dude. Or the yeah. Person.
This is why you have to have a rotation.
Exactly.
All right.
And then other dudes, like the dudes that I wouldn't wake up for, then it's just like, they know. Okay, suddenly Maddie be going to sleep all early and shit. So let me hit her up earlier in the day. And it's just like, yo, what are you doing later on tonight?
I ain't doing
you that. If you play your cards right. Like, that's the game. Let's go.
So, I mean, that kind of actually brings up to the next question is, how do you know if someone is a good booty call candidate?
That dick.
Wow. All right. That's very...
Was that too much for you, Wesley?
Right on the nose. Yeah, it's very specific.
Sorry, guys. Sorry to all of the listeners who...
Nah, she's not sorry. She's who... like, she want that Wakandan penis.
Baku. Whatever. No, but to all the listeners who thought I was a good person, I apologize.
I mean, it's just your true colors. Don't apologize.
Like, she be mad Christian sounding and no, stuff. And just like, mad. No, I told back in my hoe days. Yeah, I forgot
I'm
about
y'all,
that.
You, if y'all play pop that in front of her, watch it go. Sorry, sir.
That's rude.
That's rude.
But not untrue. anyway, okay, so that was my answer.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's definitely the skills. But you also got to make sure that they're like somebody that doesn't have a ton going on. Because if they're super busy and stuff, and like they're part of
like Wesley,
like Wesley is like complaining all the time. And so then if they're part of like your top roster of people that you contact, but then they're like not usually available, mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, well, it completely defeats the purpose of having you in the rotation because you're never around.
Facts.
Yeah, because I got to make that money.
Okay, you can make that money, but that just means that I'm not going to be partaking in any other parts of your life. Like,
well, that's because
that's a really good point. Like, we've been talking about if we're the ones receiving the booty call. When we're the ones making that call, though, I want to know that the person that I'm reaching out to is going to be like, yeah, come through, or yeah, I can come through.
Right.
But I'm not interested in somebody that's just like, oh, man, it's 8:45. I wish you had hit me up 15 minutes earlier. Man, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I am not here for this. Like, no. Get it together. Do better with your life.
It's like, no.
And it's a Thursday. Stop it. You know you work from home tomorrow.
How do I know somebody? Man, probably it's just the skills. That's it, really. You know how to do all the
all the things.
And so feelings don't mean anything to Wesley because he's just going to string her along anyway.
For real. But that's another thing. Like, it has to be somebody that's very clear about what this is.
Yeah, basically.
Not someone who's going to, like, suddenly start being on some let's have pillow talk or the most pillow talk we have is, so how was your day?
Go ahead. How was the sex? Can we do it again?
I already know how it was. Bomb. I don't got to ask. I know. I was there.
You know, some guys would be like, oh, so how was it? Because, you know, they want to get their egos built up.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
And the only guys that I've met that have to ask those questions are the ones that have been whack.
Oh.
But that's good. Y'all need to know all about me. Never mind.
No, I feel like I've had guys that it was good, but then they just, like, want to hear it. I mean, I'm kind of like that too, where I'm like, I know I'm good, but I just want to hear it. Like, listen to you.
Just tell me again how great I am. Like, the question that I prefer afterwards is, are you okay? Because it's just like, you know, you just fucked the shit out of me. So you make sure that I'm okay. I appreciate that, sir. All right, last thank question. You. What's your, I'm just what's letting my say? Future husband know what should everything.
I say to him know that I want some. Hey, big head, what you doing later? How you do that?
Like, nah. how do you approach a booty call? Like, you're not going to hit somebody up and be like, hey, booty call tonight?
I mean,
or is that your approach?
No, not even. Not at all.
I'll just ask, like, oh, what are you doing later?
Yeah, that's literally what I say. What you doing later? You want a Hulu and chill?
You want a what?
Hulu and chill.
Right. He's like, I'm switching up on these hoes.
Hulu and chill.
Hulu and chill. Showtime and chill. Showtime anytime.
My and dick and chill.
Let's just keep it real. This is what this is.
Yo, you want a power and chill?
Yeah, I guess so. Because if I'm reaching out, then it's just like, hey, you want to come through later? Yeah. Like, I keep it pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Back then, college, it was like, yo, you want to watch this new Butterfly Effect movie and shit?
Butterfly Effect came out when you were in college? Wow, you're old.
I know.
Wow. That's unfortunate. That's why. Yo, just starts playing your booty calls at freaking breakfast.
That's right. I wonder who I can call.
Nah. Yeah, I like to keep it straightforward.
Yeah.
But what if it's a new one?
Same thing.
Like, if you haven't really, you're still establishing.
Oh, like, that you haven't actually had sex before? Or, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like,
how do you approach that?
I gotta butter up a little bit.
I feel like that has to, like, have. Like, you have to have set that up before. So, like, oh, you know, like, when you're in person with them, you should be flirting enough for them to get the message that you're into them like that. And then afterwards, you could be like, oh, hey, like, what you doing later? Like, I'm in your area or something like that.
Wow. Mm, that's a good one. Like, I'm going to be in your neighborhood later. I've done that and I've had the guys do that.
Yeah.
Word. And it's usually it's like it's legit, not like I'm going to go out to his neighborhood so that I can say that I'm in his neighborhood and be like, hey, I'm around your way as I stand in front of his building. Like,
I mean,
that's
creep
shit.
I someone do that to you.
Yeah, I have. Some creep shit.
That was creepy as fuck. No, but yeah, I think that's how you do it. It's just like you got to know if there's enough chemistry there and then just be like, oh, what you doing later? Like,
word.
I'm be around your place. You around.
I like that.
You got plans or whatever. Try to like get a sense of what they're up to and then kind of invite yourself over.
True, true.
Hey, motherfucker, you want a fuck?
Not like that. That was kind of the next question about, as a man, how do I set up a booty call without her thinking I'm an asshole?
That's not that saying. Way.
Definitely not like that.
That's how you want her to know that you're an asshole. Like, and I think, yeah, we pretty much covered that. As long as you approach a woman and not just be vulgar, because we want sex too. So as long as you're like not filthy about it, unless you know that she likes that filthy shit.
Like, yo, what that smell like?
Every time you say that, I cringe. Like, like, every single
don't
time.
Ever say that?
No, no.
Yeah, don't.
But
ever
say
that. It's like, what that smell like? What that taste like? I'm like, why do you ask that? Like, ridiculous. That is terrible.
So these pineapples are covered in honey.
These
I don't
New
know.
Guys are vulgar as fuck. Yeah.
But we like this. Not that. Not that
shit. Say, like, wait,
we like the New York guys. We like that swag. We like that little bit of gruffness. No, but
how you doing?
I think the key there is, like we said, it has to already be established. But as a dude, like, how do you establish it? Treat her like a human being.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Like, no, for real. She has something you want. You have something she wants.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you've already established that energy, that chemistry, then
it's just flirting. Like,
100%.
I feel like booty calls are just flirting. Like, you get there by flirting, and like, obviously if the person flirts back, they're attracted to you too. And so you just kind of like push it a little further. I think, and so like, I think as the other flip of that question is like, as a woman, how do I set up dick appointments with confidence?
With and confidence, ladies.
Because it's with confidence. You can't be just like all feeble about it or do you think or blah, blah, blah.
Hey,
it really has to be.
Can you come drop some dick off later?
I think what's really what guys find attractive, and Wesley, you can weigh in on this, is that you go after for what you want. Yeah. And so like,
yep.
Either you're going to be like, oh, hey, well, you know, come by my room later, or hey, I was thinking like next time you're around in town, hit me up. Hey. Let's grab a nightcap or whatever. And so Thanks. Then like you're kind of inviting them over to your place. So then they'll be like, oh, okay.
I'm like, I know what that means. Hell yeah, you know what that means. So are you coming?
I think you just got to be like, you just got to ask. Like you can't be like, I'm going to wait for him to ask. Because again, this is not a relationship. He's not going to ask you out on a date. No. If you want to fuck, you just got to be like, hey, like come through.
Word. Like it's all about like, how do you do it with confidence? By being confident.
Right.
By, again, knowing you have something he wants, he has something you want. And it should be mutually beneficial. So, and late is the same thing that we said for the guys. Treat him like a human being. Like, although some guys don't know how to act, it's probably not the dude that you want as your booty call anyway.
Basically.
So it's just like, be mindful of the fact that he has work in the morning.
Be mindful of the fact that he's not wearing gray sweatpants so you can't tell what the dick looks like.
That should be mad frustrating.
It's like you can never. It's like
I need to know.
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know
Word.
What you're going to get.
Like, don't hit them up and be like, yo, send me a dick pic. Because they get too eager and it's just like, shit. You're going to be real upset if you see it and it's disappointed. Because now he's already getting into his car thinking, yeah, I'm about to go drop some dick off. Actually, no. You can stay where you at. So,
I mean, I think that's a valid question too, though. It's like, how do you initiate the booty call without being disappointed in what you get? And so I think what's a helpful tidbit of advice, especially for women, is that, yes, you've asked the person to come over, but you shouldn't feel obligated that sex is the thing that's going to happen at the end of the day. So like, let's say that you're disappointed in the dick, and remember, I reject them. And I tell him to get out of my house.
She kicks him out. Just if they don't, she kicks him out.
If they don't come up to par. So like, I would just say, well.
She's like, if you don't stand like a mighty oak. If you are more like a weeping willow. Lena D is going to kick you out.
Wow, you guys are.
I ain't shit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
But I think it's a valid question. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I invited this dude over. His dick is mad little. I don't want to go through with this.
Okay.
So you set up parameters for yourself of what you're comfortable doing. And sometimes, like, you know, you could just be like, okay, well, you know, let's just make out. Obviously, you're still attracted to him. It's just that sometimes, like.
Just make out? That just seems like a waste.
Or, like. You guys can go down on each other. But, like, I feel like what I'm saying is just be comfortable and have parameters.
Yeah.
If you feel like, oh, crap, this isn't going to be, like, what I really thought it was.
Also, from the other aspect, it could be too big.
Too big?
Ladies, you what? Know if it's too big and you can't handle it. Right. It's okay for you to say no to that, too. Like, right. It works both ways. We're just saying, like, if you ever encounter anything about this person, and men, you encounter anything about this person, like, you can cancel a booty call. Like, there's no rules that say because somebody has traveled to your place or you've traveled to theirs that you are obligated to have sex with them, men or women.
I mean, too big, though? Like, I've never heard
Yes,
that.
That's a thing.
That's a thing?
Because some men out here freaking trying to, like, puncture lungs and shit. Yes, it's a thing.
Punch
it's not something
definitely a thing.
Punch him.
Like, I'm just saying, some women are just like, I will take that challenge. Other was just like, no, sir.
No,
I'm good. I have to unhinge my jaw to try to get my mouth. No, we're not doing that. Like, no.
Wow.
This is not a thing. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, it works both ways. Okay.
It's basically just saying that, like, okay, it is the first time you're having sex with someone. You don't know what you're going to get, but both men and women should feel comfortable expressing what they really feel. And then I think
respectfully.
Respectfully. And then I think the other person should be comfortable not feeling like you have to press the person to do because you've already invested time.
Word.
Like you have to be open-minded about that. So pretty I will much. Say that that is like something to think about.
We definitely want to just put that out there. Like these are the guidelines, but we don't want anybody feeling like they're forced into anything that they don't want to do.
No punctured lungs out there.
Like a dude could find out like, yo, those aren't all her breasts. Like she has bomb ass push-up bras and I'll like itty bitties.
Yo,
it happens. I'm just saying.
On some body.
We out here just looking out for everybody. Anyway, next question.
On some body shaming shit. All right,
your,
cool.
Your turn.
I know.
Can an ex
be a booty call candidate? It's my turn.
Go ahead.
I asked you. Go ahead. No.
You already said it as you spoke over me.
It's my question. Can an ex be a booty call candidate?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, because I feel like at that point, they're not really a booty call. It's just you trying to emotionally purge them from your life.
Wow.
With that dick.
And so I don't think that's a real booty call because I follow this method of emotionally purging them via sex.
Wow.
How does that work?
Again. Wow.
How well has that
worked? I don't even
know
how that even works right now.
That's what we're asking. All right. How?
Yeah. So you just like fuck them enough that you get tired of fucking them and then you see, okay, well, yeah.
What the hell were you doing in the relationship?
Huh?
I said, what were you doing in the relationship?
Fucking too, but it's a different type of fucking.
I wasn't tired of them yet.
No, I mean, like, it's worked for me. Yeah, it takes a little bit longer than normal, but it's not for me, it's not a real booty call because
you guys should see Maddie's face right now. we're both like, wait, hold on. I don't understand how you could do that.
I'm sorry, run that by me again.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not, I don't recommend it because you're basically using the other person to like get over them. Which I believe I've talked about this in a previous episode, so I'm resurfacing the story. But why, to answer the question, an ex can't be a booty call candidate because if you're in a position where you're still desiring to have sex with your ex, it's probably because you haven't emotionally gotten over him.
Word.
Because once you emotionally get over someone that you're no longer with, you don't want to have sex with them. And so I don't think that they're a worthy candidate. And if they are a candidate that's popping up for you, you should probably ask yourself, how is this going to impact me emotionally?
Word.
So. Yeah, I agree.
I could understand it being like a one-time thing, but like an ongoing booty call situation. No, I don't think that's optimal with an ex.
Definitely not. No.
No. So sorry for whoever thought that they could still fuck their ex and it'd be okay and just call it a booty call. No. That's a fail.
That is bad news.
Yeah. Ooh, next question. Hi, I got a better question. should I or they stay the night?
It depends on if it's convenient for you.
What about for them? I love how you said for you. If it's convenient for me, absolutely. For them, get out.
So I was just thinking about like, oh, okay, so you go to someone's place and they happen to be just like 5 minutes away from where you work.
Or the train.
Then you'd be like, is it cool? Like, but you have to clear it beforehand. You have to be like, all right, I'm coming through, but can I spend the night? Because, you know, you live right by where I work, so.
And it's already 3 o'clock in the morning, so yeah. I'm not about to trek all the way back home.
Right. And so I think in those cases, it's completely fine. But I don't think that you should like spur it up last minute and be like, oh, so can I stay though?
Or show up with an overnight bag.
Without having had just a private like, conversation.
Been ready
it.
For it.
Yeah.
Because that's when we look at you like, what are you doing? What's that? What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
If it's not a bag of toys, then you need to go.
I stayed the night before, but that was like a conversation that we had. So.
But you clarified before, like, yeah, hey, well, I'm going to stay the night.
Yeah.
Like, it's not on some, I'm going to curl up afterwards and be like, oh man, you have a really nice comforter.
Nah.
Is this down?
You know, I'd be the weird guy that would say that too. So, no, but no, I don't stay the night. I usually, they're like, oh, why don't you, just stay a little bit longer? I'm like,
not with that face. He got the ill screw face on, like, ill gross. No.
It looks like one of those little dogs growling.
Facts.
Nah, I'm good.
So, no.
I'm all right. Yeah, I don't need that in my life.
I also agree.
So I think it could be prearranged if it's convenient.
Yeah.
So I think it should be cool. Because, again, mutually beneficial. I came over to you. My job's right there, so I'm staying.
Exactly.
Over.
Or if it's super late. Yeah. Where it's just like, you just hit me up super late.
Right.
If I'm going to do all this or come out, get out of my bed or whatever the case might be, then yeah, I'm not leaving afterwards.
So I think it should be like discussed.
Yeah. So it's possible, but the optimal situation, I would say no. Yeah. Just to keep, again, I like boundaries.
Right. You're like, it can't be like getting up. I'm trying to get ready to work.
Don't try to cuddle with me. We're not. No. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Stop. Unless you're talking about, are we going to do it again? Like, that's the only perk of really them staying the night, because you're just like, boom. Two booty calls in one night. Let's go.
It's like you get that morning sex.
Yep. Okay. So,
next question. Are there different types of booty calls?
No. I don't think so, but what do you guys think? This is I'm just definite no. I don't think there's a different kind of booty call.
I think so.
What do you think?
It depends on the person.
Skill wise? Like, is that
no.
What you're talking about?
Like, it might just depend on the person.
Okay.
Where it's just like, this is my last resort person. Wow. Don't judge me. This is the person where it's just like, if we weren't just fucking, we could possibly be more. So they're the ones where it's just like kind of fuzzy as to really what the status is. And then there's a person who's like, I can't stand anything about you, but the sex is so good, I will keep you around.
Yep.
I had one of those.
And then your standard booty call where it's just like, we're cool, we're respectful, like,
yeah,
we can hang out.
I think, matter of fact, she listens to the podcast actually. But that's a different story. I could stand her ass. She's no. pissing me off.
But that's
all
the person
time.
Where it's just like, no, under no circumstances are you staying the night.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
I don't like, care if it's 5:30 in the morning, the train stopped running. I mean, like, you better wait till it starts running again.
You would swear that, like, when you saw us fighting cats, or like cats and dogs, like, I hate you. Like, oh, I hate you too, motherfucker.
Wow.
And then, like, she kind of like, well, can you come over? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
fine.
Fine.
But yes, I think this one ties back to that conversation when we were talking about like, oh, well, you can like just cuddle or make out. And then Wesley was like, that's a waste of a booty call.
Yeah, that is a waste.
But like, you also have to consider that like sometimes people just want companionship through a booty call.
Ugh.
And so it doesn't always have to be about the sex.
Companionship.
That's not a booty call.
That's not a booty call.
Bitch, you lonely.
Yeah, you just...
I mean, it could be a, like...
That's just friends plus.
Like a hug
Not even friends,
call,
but...
Like
a hug call?
A hug yeah. call.
You know, there's, like, people... I think it was out in Cali.
Man.
Where they... this dude started a business, or maybe it was a chick, that started a business around just cuddling. Where it's, like, you would pay to cuddle with somebody.
Nah.
For X amount of time.
I think I did hear about that. But then why would you That's pay for sad. It if you can have somebody to just like...
Because they couldn't find nobody, because nobody's going to waste their time just to fucking come and hug you. The hell?
Wow.
Call your mom. Like, call your family.
A huggy call.
Wow, that's messed
hey,
up. Y'all
hey,
messed up.
Or it could be, or you know, it could be a booby call. It's just your boobies.
What?
Nah, because if you touch my boobs, like, something has to happen. Like, what next?
Yeah.
Oh, you just came to grab my breasts and leave. Sir, if you don't sit your ass down. Whip the dick out. Let's go. We're going all the way. No, don't come and mess with my breasts and then leave. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. But what? So wait, it could work if it's like a woman that's like super sensitive and she only orgasms through her breast. Like what breast stimulation only, that could actually work. And that could still be considered a booty call.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Lena D is reaching. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, talking she about? Is reaching. Like, I was with you on the maybe it doesn't have to involve sex.
And this is me saying that.
But then like, she just went on a whole something. Different.
And this is me saying that. So that's just like, something about the.
You really tried it. What? You really tried it.
There's different levels and everybody's different. So I'm just putting ideas out there into the world so that people are more aware that there might be other preferences out there.
Oh, man. You know what?
All I'm saying.
I think you really tried it.
You reach. That's a reach.
I can't support that right one. Now. I'm sorry.
I mean, but that is the thing, though. There is a percentage of women that come through
like. You need to stop branching out more.
No, I mean, I feel you. I believe you. But
I believe you, but I don't. Yeah.
I just don't see a guy or girl coming over just to fill up on.
No, I just want to fill your boobies and walk away. Come on.
That's it. I don't want to see them.
I don't want to see
them. I don't want to fondle them in any other way, yeah, but just to grab them.
I just want to make sure.
Flick your nipples real quick.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. What?
Gosh, that's hilarious.
That they're well kept. Fuck.
I'm just here for your monthly breast exam. Yeah. Like, nope, all good. See you next month, Susan.
Wow.
Yeah. Lena D is reaching with that one.
Reach you stretching out. Fuck.
I mean, it's a thing.
All right, you know what?
With somebody.
Final question.
All right, final question. What are the other rules of booty calls?
Okay, so we said don't catch feelings.
Don't catch the feelings.
I think it's also making sure that it's mutually beneficial, right?
Hey.
So I think we kind of said this, but it's like we didn't really state it as a rule.
Yeah.
But I think a booty call, like as the individual, like let's say if you keep getting hit up when the person wants a booty call, but then when you're hitting them up, they're ignoring you.
They're never
you.
Available. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that should be like a self governed rule is that, hey, I'm hitting you up and you're never around. But whenever you hit me up, I make myself available. So it's like you're almost they're almost using you.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, booty call, part of it is that you're kind of getting something out of it. So you're using each other.
Supposed to be getting something.
Exactly. But then if that person's never around when you want a booty call, then like you gotta move like, on. Reassess like, what you're doing with that person.
Remove that person from your roster.
Yeah.
And I would say you have to have open lines of communication with this person.
Definitely.
So whether it's because their relationship status changes, your relationship status changes, y'all decide you want to change like it amongst yourselves, like, hey, those times that you stayed the night, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoy your company. Those times that we went out on that freaking lunch picnic, stupid shit.
it's like, I didn't like, listen.
Yeah. Like, hey, do you want to see what more of this can be? Mm-hmm. And feel comfortable to have that conversation or to talk to that person. Be like, hey, by the way, sorry, we can't do this anymore because I got a girlfriend. And as the other person, like, you can't be mad about stuff like that. You were just a booty call.
Right.
Don't start calling me up now and be like, oh, so you with your dude? Yes. What are you doing? You were never my man. Like,
yeah, it's like,
stay
why?
In your Again, lane.
Stay in your lane. Yeah, I think that's the other rule too. It's like there should be like lanes of booty calls, right? So like mm-hmm. if you know, like if you've told somebody like, hey, like, I only want us to do this like on a specific day of the week. Like, for example, let's say if you do have your rotation and you
rotation.
Have, if you have your rotation of someone that's your weekday booty call and then you have somebody else that's your weekend booty call. And then
because he make bomb ass peanut butter pancakes.
And then the weekday booty call I'll be trying to show up on the weekends. No. Like Word. That you gotta stay in your booty call lane. So I think that's another rule.
Or tries to spend the night after you already said no. Like, you have to lay out the rules that are work for you that they agree to. And if anyone is unhappy about it, then y'all need to work that shit out until you come to a place where you're in agreement. If you're not, then y'all not married, y'all not dating, like, move on.
Right.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, I think that should be a rule in itself. It's like, the rules of booty calling is that you make the rules, but the other person needs to know what the rules are too.
And agree to them and be
right.
open to them evolving. Like, hey, you used to be weekend boo. Do you want to be weekday boo now?
Right.
You've been upgraded to 3 visits a week instead of 2. So. Like, yeah. And I think it's the key to it though is just to have fun. Like, a booty call is not meant to be stressful. It's not meant to be, like, you're not supposed to have a headache when dealing with this person. It should just be somebody that you could hit up and be like, yo, what's good? Yo, what are you doing? Up? I'm in your neighborhood. Whatever. And if they say no, then it's just like, okay, move on to the next. But it shouldn't be someone that's calling you up and she's like, oh my God, you didn't call me back last night.
Wow.
It's like, what?
Was I supposed to?
Was that?
I mean, it was 2 a.m.
We fucked, right?
You know I had to work. Or if it's Wesley.
Now you have to work.
If it's Wesley, he's going to be like, it was 7:45.
Yeah, like, you didn't mean
you know what it was. Yeah. You know the cutoff time is 6.
Yeah. I got money to make.
Yeah, I think those are all the rules.
Those are the rules for a booty call. Game. Yeah.
And if there's other rules that we missed or rules that you made up that you found work, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram.
Use condoms.
Wrap it up for real. Oh, that's definitely a rule. Wrap that shit up. Always.
I mean, I thought, well, I guess I can't take it for granted.
Exactly.
That
we got to
say it. So we got to say it. We do not condone unprotected sex.
Ever.
Unless it's in the monogamous relationship.
But then that's not a booty call.
We're talking about ever in a booty call.
No, never.
Especially when you got a hotation. What?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Disgusting.
Condoms.
Wrap that shit up.
Condoms and birth control.
Facts.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Later, Gators.
Bye-bye.